Well, I feel like the Lord's given us some things for us this morning, and I would really like to ask the Lord to help us that it would be effectual, because I have some things on my heart that I really believe would bless all of us so very much if we will allow it to be so in our lives. I wrote on the board growth and responsibility. And I think about this subject of growth and responsibility. One comes before the other, and they are so very important, both of them, in our lives this morning. And so I want to start in Ephesians 4 and 11 and look at some scriptures here that detail some things for us that will really help us in our life if we will let it. Ephesians 4 and 11 says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." So I'd like for us to think about these scriptures for a few minutes, and I would like to ask the Lord to enlarge these to our hearts. I believe there's a wealth of information here that we're just going to use to start with, I suppose. But I think about the span that these scriptures span from the time that we are babes in Christ to the time that we are fitted into the body and a part of the responsibility of the body, a part of what happens. It says in the 11th verse, maybe we'll just kind of recap a little bit of this as we go, but I think about the first verse said, "He gave some apostles." And he gave some different places in the church. You know, we want to recognize that God does that. He does that for our growth and benefit. Not that they're any great person or any other thing, our teachers, our preachers, those that the Lord has called and put his hand on. But it has a part to play in our growth process. And the Lord wants us to hear it. He wants us to take the word of God that we hear, and to enlarge on it and let it live in our life, because there is a work that's to be done. And so when we begin, we are all newborns in the Lord. We come from where we were, wherever that was, whatever background we came from, with whatever misconceptions we had and whatever right things we understood, that's the way we get saved, and that's where we start. That's our starting point. And you know, between that point and the Lord being able to really use our life, there is a growth process that begins to happen. Now, the Lord can use a newborn because there's something about that new life and vibrant life that is wonderful, isn't it? Just to hear someone testify that has gotten saved is an inspiration, isn't it? It doesn't matter what they say. They can just say, "I'm saved," and start bawling. And that is just a blessing, isn't it? That is part of the growth process. And so the Lord, I believe, wants us to be perfected, if you will. That word, the whole verse here in 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints. He gives his word over the pulpit. He gives his word in teaching classes and from one another and all the ways he gives it for the edifying of the body of Christ, because he wants his body to come to the full measure of a man. You know, when children are little, they are so cute, aren't they? It's, and they're sometimes kind of, a mess, but they are so sweet, aren't they? With all their crying and everything they do, they are just a blessing to have around. We love little children, and we have a bunch of them here, and I love that. It doesn't bother me when I hear a little noise from a little child. But you know what? I hope that when they're 35 years old, they're not still a little child. That would be so unnatural. It would be so, there would be something missing that really in a normal situation ought to be there. And so, the Lord wants us to get saved. He wants us to begin to grow and to progress, and he has put things in place for that to happen. He has brought his word. He gives his word. Not that someone just always just studies everything out, but the Lord gives his word. He gives a message for you and me from the pulpit and from the places where these teachers and pastors and all those work. The Lord gives. And he wants us to hear it, and he wants us to profit by those things until we become grown up into a full measure of a perfect man, until we are complete. There's nothing lacking. We are whole. We were grown up. That is what the Lord has in mind, because from that point, you know, when somebody starts growing up and they go through these stages and everything, there's things that begin to happen that are really good, aren't they? Isn't there? There is responsibilities that little children can't even comprehend, much less take on. It's impossible. But do you know that the Lord wants us to know that he wants us to progress, and it's okay for us to be where we are at. It's just not okay for us to stay where we are at. He wants us to progress, and he wants his work to happen. He has a lot of responsibilities that need to happen. Those don't all happen from one person, no matter who it is. That is an impossibility. But I will tell you, it happens as we allow God to cause our lives to grow and make us capable and able and worthy of places for the Lord to put us. And so this morning, I want to look a little more at these scriptures. He says here that he's given this for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know what that word edify means? It actually means to build. It's talking about a builder. It's talking about building. It's talking about things happening. And so he says, for the building of the body of Christ, for the maturing of it, for the edifying of it. Now, it don't stop. It does not stop at a minister for that to happen. I appreciate the exhortations that we get Sunday morning, Wednesday night, whenever the Lord gives them. I appreciate those things. They help us, don't they? They help every one of us to grow in the things of the Lord, to be challenged in the things of God. And so he says that we henceforth be no more children. You know, children think different than adults do. Children don't understand the things adults do. Children can be snookered. Children can be taken advantage of in ways that adults cannot. Do you know that that is true? And so he says here, he says he's given these helps for us. He's given this growth for us that we no more children. tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine and not sure and not understanding and all of these things pulling us this way and pulling us that way, that's children. And the Lord's put adults in children's lives to help them not to be taken advantage of. The Lord's done that. But do you know this morning, the Lord wants you and me to begin to not be children anymore. To grow up that we're not pulled every time something new comes along, that we're off on another tangent. The Lord wants people that He can count on, put in places of responsibility, put children in their care, and they'll care for them properly. The Lord wants that, doesn't He? And so it says, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Do you know, the truth sometimes is not as easy as error. The truth is stouter than error. The truth sometimes hits us in the face and we don't like to admit it. The truth sometimes will tell us we're wrong. And sometimes it'll tell us we're right. But He says here, but speaking the truth in love, that is a fertile place for things to happen. We have a little saying right out here on the wall in the hallway that says something to the order of what does it say? What doesn't start in love? It must start in love first. Brother Delmer is the one that said that. We miss Brother Delmer. Yesterday was a hard day for the Wilkins family. I just want to say how much I remember Brother Delmer. I loved him. I thank God for him. And he gave us that little saying that's on the wall out there that reiterates the spirit of the scriptures. What doesn't start with love isn't going to work right, folks. And so he tells us here that we speak the truth in love and we love one another, that we might grow up, folks, in a fertile, healthy atmosphere in all things in the Lord and grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. I'm just laying a foundation. I know it's taking a little bit, but I want us to think about some of these things this morning. Do you know the head is Christ? Do you know that He likens the church to His body? Do you know that He likens us, everyone, as individual members, as part of a body, a living body? The scriptures reckon it like that. And so He tells us here that we might grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We don't get a book and just learn a bunch of rules. This is what we do and this is what we don't do. We grow up into Christ. And He becomes the head of the body that we're part of, that we're living. We receive our instruction from the head. There's connections there that happen. And the Lord begins to cause us to grow. And He begins to communicate with us. Does that leave room? And I'll probably talk about this a little more later. But does that leave room then for us to just be completely independent? No, we're part of a body. The scriptures tell us we're knitted together. We're woven into each other's lives and in the Lord. And so we find the Lord wants His body to be whole, to be healthy, to bear children. He wants His body to raise children in the Lord. And so this morning I just want to think about coming from the place where we begin to the place where God can begin to work in our life and can be able to put upon us responsibilities this morning. It says, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. I want us to think about this morning, folks. I have a real burden on my heart this morning. And I feel like I need the Lord to help us because I think God wants to do some things. I think the burden is from the Lord because the Lord wants to do some things in our lives and in our congregation to build it up, to edify, to strengthen it, to cause it to prosper, to cause people to be able to come in and be able to be drawn by this beautiful thing that God has given. And so, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, okay, by that which every joint supplieth, according, do you know that you're a joint in this thing? Do you know that you are a part of Christ's body and members in particular, the scriptures tell us? That means that all those members, every one of them, they have a purpose and they're so valuable. And the Lord wants us to see that. He wants us to grow up into it and become a part of it. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. You know, the Lord wants the body to build itself. He wants us to take care of this body, this spiritual body. He wants it to be edified and build it up, as we've been speaking of this morning. He wants it to increase. He wants to bring in people that get saved. The Lord wants us to do that this morning. And so when we see all this, we want to look to the Lord. Lord, help me to find the personal responsibility that you have given for me, each one of us here this morning. We see Christ as the head. I want to look over in 1 Corinthians 12 and 12 where we see a little more about the body. 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. For as the body is one and hath many members. Now I want us to keep that in mind. The body has many members. And all the members of that body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Do you know that the Lord wants us to be knit together as one body? He wants that. He wants us to purposely allow that and ask God to do that. That we be not an independent faction or function, but that we are all part of one body, working together, pulling together, bearing weight together, bearing each other's troubles, each other's needs this morning. So also is Christ, being many. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Do you know that there isn't any prejudice in God? And He doesn't want us to have any prejudice because of color or race or any of those kind of things. None at all. And if we do, we need to recognize that's got to go out. That's a great hindrance to the work of God. There just mustn't be, it mustn't be so. In fact, we must work hard to climb over those things to make sure whatever nationality or whatever, wherever we've come from, the Lord wants us to make sure we know that His body is one. And we're all part of that one body. And I love that part of it this morning. And have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And he goes on and talks about the ear. You know, is it not of the body if it says it's not? Folks, if we are hooked to Christ, we are part of the body. And the Lord wants us to function as that body. He has work He wants us to do. And it can only happen if the body works together. And I say this little illustration to illustrate that. If my hand said, I'm not working with the rest of the body, wouldn't that be something to deal with? The brain's telling everything to do a certain thing and the hand's doing this, you know, or whatever. And twisting away. You know what? The Lord has something in mind, and it takes work. It takes the Spirit of the Lord working with us. It takes a humbling between all of us and a crumbling for this to work right this morning. But it can happen. And so it goes on to say, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. I want us to think about that this morning, that God has set the members in the body as it hath pleased him. So what is your place this morning? We all have a place in the body. You know, we want, there are many responsibilities to a congregation. And I want to talk about some of those here in a few minutes. But you know, not all those responsibilities can be given to any one person. And sometimes we have to grow up to accept some of those responsibilities. So we can't just look and say, well, that needs done and I'm going to do it. Well, you know what? Sometimes the Lord does want us to do it. But we have to be prepared for that. We have to grow up in the Lord. We have to take personal responsibility. Little children brush their teeth first and they learn personal responsibilities. And they learn to pick up the toys and they learn to do all of those things. And as they grow, they learn to start doing more and more. And you know what? You can work with a young person until at 15 or 16, sometimes they can take on a man's work and not be damaged by it. Do you know that they kind of respond to how we work with them many times? And so this morning, I just want to, as I said when I started, I need the Lord to help us today. Because I really feel like the Lord wants to move. I really feel like God wants to do some things. So we're not all one member. And we can't necessarily take on every place just because it needs taken on. But it says, God has set the members, every one of them in the body as it hath pleased him. You know, when we begin to get close to the Lord, we begin to seek him. We begin to take the responsibilities at hand. We begin to realize, hey, there's things that I need to be doing. They may not be the classiest, greatest, most on the surface seen things. But you know what? It is those that learn responsibility that they will be who they are no matter what happens. Whether they're seen or not, they'll be who they are. You know, that's who the Lord can work with this morning. And I urge us today to begin to see the bigger picture. That I didn't just get saved just to be, just, you know, now I go to church and now I go to church. And now I'm a Christian. Folks, the Lord has a big plan. And He has a blessing for this congregation. And I appreciate the many things many of us here do. I know that. I'm not trying to make that any smaller than it is. I know many here have responsibilities they take care of. But you know, this morning, let's allow the Lord to work in our lives, every one of us. And allow Him to cause us to grow up into Him, which is the head, Christ. And then He begins to communicate with us and He needs things done. And He sets the members in the plate, in place, and He begins to put His burden on you for something. Now, not every one of us are going to have the same burden, but folks, we're all going to have responsibilities. If we allow the Lord to work like He wants to work in our life, we are going to have spiritual responsibilities this morning. And if they were all one member, verse 19, where were the body? But now are they many members? Yet but one body, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, again he repeats that, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And then again he sets forth some of, as we already read in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, he sets forth some of those gifts. But I would like to go a little farther than that this morning, and I believe we're still completely in the script, in line with the scriptures. Do you know that this framing of the body, the Lord also likens that in Ephesians 2 to a holy temple that is built, and the building is all fitly framed together, that it might be a habitation of God through the Spirit. Okay, and again in Colossians 1 and 18, I'm going to be skipping some things here, but he is the head of the body, the church, that he might in all things, that in all things he might have the preeminence. In Colossians 2 and 19 again, he says, not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. So this morning, I know I've been a little lengthy on all that, but I just want to think about now a little more how the Lord wants to begin to use us, I believe. You know, when we begin to take responsibility, Paul wrote to Timothy, and he told him to be an example of the believers in conversation and word and charity and faith and spirit and purity. And he said, neglect not the gift that is in thee. And I want to think a little bit about the work of the Lord this morning and the service of the Lord. Do you know when we begin to grow up in the Lord and we begin to feel the weight of it? I want to tell you what that'll do for us. We'll start praying for these services before we ever leave the house. We'll be praying for the services perhaps the week before, because we recognize, folks, if God don't speak to us, all we have is man's words. And we need the Lord, don't we? And so we begin to feel the weight. We begin to grow up. Now then, we're not teenagers anymore. Now then, we're not children anymore. We're beginning to take weight. Teenagers can take weight too, can't they? They can sure help around a place. And you know what? We begin to pray and seek the Lord. And I want to encourage us today to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to grow up into you. Help me to grow up and be a part of this thing in a way that helps the congregation to be all it should be. And I want to bring some things out right here. You know, when we begin to pray that the word, that the services, that the Wednesday night services might be anointed by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, I get great comfort. My mother-in-law sends me scriptures almost every Sunday. She sent me a scripture last night and again this morning. I know she's praying for me. She's not here, but I know she's praying for me. And others will tell me, I pray for you every week. I want you to know that. Some every day. You know what a comfort that is? I need that. We need the Spirit of the Lord, folks. Pray for the Lord to anoint by the Spirit of God our services, that it might be increased, that our children in the Lord might grow and might be blessed, and instead of just being bopped around by the devil all the time, actually become a tool in the Lord's hands and bop the devil around all the time. Do you know the Lord wants us to that role to change, doesn't he? He wants our life to begin to be effectual, effective in the work of the Lord. And so we pray for one another. We don't just pray for the services. We begin to pray for one another because we feel the weight of what's going on here. We feel the weight when somebody's not here and they should be. And where are they? Lord, bless this one. Bless that one. You know, the Lord wants us to feel that weight this morning. And those prayers are effectual. They're effective. And we begin to look out at the... That's what people of responsibility do. You know, I found that when people come over and they're used to responsibility, they're not used to just sitting down all the time. They'll jump in there and help. That's the way it just mostly is natural. It works that way, doesn't it? You know what, folks? When we begin to feel the weight of responsibility, Lord, where is my place? One thing we can do is pray, can't we? That's the weight. It matters then that people might grow. Somebody's having troubles. You know what I've found? When spiritual people, with spiritual people, a lot of times they already know that. They're praying for so-and-so. They see the need. What they don't need is, where have you been? And I know we're not like that here. Thank the Lord for that. But you know what they do need? They need to know that we care. They need to know that it matters to you and me whether you're here or not. It matters to you and me whether somebody prospers in the Lord. You know, when someone new comes in, it matters whether they feel fully welcome. Because I think in our hearts, we welcome everyone, don't we? Everyone that has a right desire at all, we welcome them here. You know, we want that. But we need to grow up and overcome our inhibitions and speak to people. We need to make them a part. We need to be there for them. We need to help them. We need to be a part of their life if necessary. You know, God wants us to grow up into those areas. Folks, I've been thinking about this for months. And so I'm asking the Lord, I know it's a little tedious this morning, but I'm asking the Lord to open our hearts to see the bigger picture. What can I do? Well, I don't feel like I'm qualified to do such and such a job. Folks, we can make people feel welcome, can't we? But we have to leave our seat and our place and our comfort zone and the people we know, and we have to cross that barrier, don't we? Now, I know we want to. I think most of us want to. But we have to grow up in these things this morning. It matters, folks. You know, it matters what your lawn looks like. If your place looks all trashy. You know, it sure is nice when your children get old enough that you hardly have to say anything. Hey, looks like the lawn needs mowed, or maybe nothing. It just gets mowed. Isn't that nice this morning? You know, that's where we're at as a people too. It's nice when the things happen because somebody has grown up enough that they sense the need of responsibility and they're willing to take that responsibility. Now that's something that takes work, doesn't it? It crosses our flesh to take responsibility. But you know what? We love to do that after we learn how. I've found that a lot of people love to cut grass once they learn how to do it. It's actually enjoyable. The work of the Lord is enjoyable, folks. Not every part of it is as in raising children and all those responsibilities of life. Not every part of it is, it just makes you tingle. But it's very enjoyable this morning. It matters whether somebody is invited home for lunch after service. I just want to challenge us this morning. People need to feel connected. Is this spiritual? Yes, it's spiritual. This matters, folks. Do you know that many times when people don't feel connected, then the enemy can take advantage so easily? So let's think about it. Go eat with someone. Take them home with you. At least invite them. It makes them feel good that somebody wanted them. You know, I know we have big hearts here. I've seen it so much. Our congregation opens up so much to people. People come in, funerals, all kinds of things. We host them here, don't we? We help them. We love them. And we're glad we can. But you know, let's ask the Lord, Lord, help us to grow up in these things. You know, when something is heavy on our heart and we have accepted responsibility in our heart, okay, I'm gonna become a responsible person. Do you know it matters how the singing is? It matters whether we get in and sing or not. I want the singing to be vibrant. I want the Lord to be pleased here. Do you know it matters? You know it matters whether we have a special song or not? When you feel the weight, because it matters. Because our services are so blessed by those kind of things. Many times, I have heard special songs bless our services. Now, you know what? We can't take it all on ourselves. But folks, as a whole, we can take the load. We can share the load. I've heard a lot of you all up here singing at different times. I love that. Do you know when we grow up in the Lord and we, you know what? Yeah, I need to accept responsibility. Lord, I do want to be yours. I do want you to work in my life. Do you know that it matters then? It matters whether we had a special or not. It matters to me, I'll tell you that. It sets the stage for the Spirit of the Lord to come down. You know, many times there is a something that can set the stage for the Lord to begin to work. And it's when we come with whole hearts. Lord, bless this. Lord, bless those that need blessed and bless me too. You know what? It matters then, doesn't it? And so, I want to encourage us today to not lessen the gift God has given to you and me. Folks, let's get in there and allow God to work. I'm not wanting to put heavy things on anybody. Folks, this is joy. This is what we have, and what we make it in the Lord is what we have here. If we come in and we just sit down and that's it, we feel like we've done a great service. Well, folks, I'm glad for every one of us. But I want to tell you, what is even better than that is when we come with something to give. If nothing more, from a prayer within our heart, Lord, bless this today. Lord, bless those people that haven't been here before. Lord, bless that one that I know needs help. You know what? Then everything starts to matter. Now we feel responsibility. The service, the singing, the songs, the special songs, leading out in prayer. And we get down. And you know what? Isn't it a blessing when somebody leads out in prayer and is blessed in that? Folks, now we can stay in our comfort zones, and I'm not pushing us to do things that we know we shouldn't do. But folks, it is such a blessing, isn't it? When the Lord just begins to move. Somebody has a testimony. Someone else has a song. Someone else. That's the Spirit of the Lord moving in our midst. And that sets the stage for the Spirit of the Lord to come down and begin to work in our midst and in our lives and with our children. It causes, I remember Sister Roberta, I've heard her say a number of times, you know, when she was young, she said, I remember the warm feeling that I had when I went to church. Now she wasn't raised in a perfect situation, but you know what? She came here and felt the warmth of love, the songs, the conviction, all those things. Isn't that special to us today? I believe it is this morning. Then it matters. It matters when someone leads out in prayer. We read last week, and I want to read this again in 2 Timothy 1 and 6 to 8. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. I want to tell you, if our life is full of fear and inhibitions, God didn't give that to us. It's not God. That's the devil's work. But of power. He's given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Do you know the gospel has afflictions? It has weight. It has responsibilities. We don't always get to run and do everything we want to do for ourselves. But isn't that what children do? They run and do everything they want to do. And that's pretty much their life. It can be anyway. And so they run here, and when they get to be teenagers, in the society we're in today, they're taught that it's all about you. Go enjoy life. You know, the world's the, oh no, it's not all about you. That is the way of destruction. It's about the Lord. It's about His ways. It's about personal responsibility. That's why we get married and we stay married for life. Because we've taken upon us that cloak of the Lord. We've learned there's more than just being a teenager and running to and fro. And I'm not down on teenagers, folks. I love you guys a whole lot. There's hardly anything I love more than to sit on the sidelines and watch the teenagers have fun. I enjoy that so much. But you know, I love to see them learn to take responsibilities. And then when they get married, and they're already acquainted with responsibilities. They can hold down a job because they've already been having responsibilities. And I want to throw this in about that. Folks, we may not feel like that we're fully there. We're fully the measure of a full man in our life. But I want to tell you, part of what will help you get there is take the responsibilities at hand. Take the trash out. Now, I'm saying that in a natural way. Do the things that need to be done. Learn to take responsibility where you are. Rather than letting it be all about me and what I want to be and where I want to be and what I want to do. Folks, that is a false lie of the devil to take us down that road. It truly is. But the way of responsibility, the way of taking upon us the mantle of the Lord and allowing Him, Lord, what would you have me to do? Well, I don't see any big things. That's all right. Do the things at hand. We're not asking for a show. We're asking for a heart that begins to feel the weight of the work of the Lord. Lord, bless the services. Lord, help me. I want to sing and I want to be a part of that because I don't want it dragging and I don't want it. I want there to be life there. Lord, anoint our singing. Lord, anoint for the word. Lord, anoint for the word. Help me to be able to say amen once in a while. I want to tell you something. Sometimes it's lonely when there isn't any. and it's pretty nice to have that attaboy. Because you know what? The devil's here too. And he don't only oppose you when you testify. He opposes the preacher. Don't think he doesn't. So this morning, and I know that there are great, I appreciate that the Lord has given me a place in His work. I deeply appreciate that because I want His work to proceed. But I want to tell you, when you become a part of what God is doing, on whatever level you are at, He begins to give you special blessings that cannot be had any other way. Now, if we just go for the glory and the joy and the finest of, you know, it's got to be a good meeting and it's got to be my friends there and all the folks, lots of times it might be where there isn't hardly anybody that the Lord wants us to go. And so we begin to feel the weight of responsibility. And what happens is the glory of God begins to inhabit our life, folks. It is a joy to feel the glory of the Lord in our lives this morning. Now, I know that, you know, no, I'm not going to say that every day is all, but I want to tell you, it is a joy to feel the wonderful presence and glory of the Lord in our lives. I love that. I love that part of living for the Lord. Because many times when He calls for something, I know that right behind it is going to be that blessing. Or right with it is going to be that special blessing. And I think many times we never get out of our comfort zones and push beyond and take the weight of responsibility. We only stay within this little 1 foot square or whatever we're in. And it's all about us. And folks, when it's all about us, we miss so much. And the Lord's work misses so much. And the services miss so much. And I want to encourage us this morning, Lord, let me be connected to You, the head. Work in my life and live in my life. Now, I'll just leave it at that. Lord, live in my life and be there. And let me be a part, a little part. And like I say, folks, I'm not wanting to weigh anybody down. I'm wanting folks to be released from the weight of self that we can have when it's all about me. It's not very exciting. But I want to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord blesses our lives when we will let Him this morning. You pray for us. I want to be more effective. I want the Lord to help me to be deeper. I want Him to help me that our prayers are answered more than they are. And I see many answers to prayer. I will tell you that. But this morning, let's grow. Let's decide. I want to be that man. I want to be that woman. I want to be in that place that God can use my life today.